Ted Kennedy. Long-term care for the elderly is the unfinished business of Social Security. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with a little luck, 1990 can be the year Congress finally takes the next major step on Social Security, long-term care for the elderly. As Americans live longer, the problem becomes increasingly acute. Millions of families already face a crisis, struggling to care for aging parents who desperately need home care or nursing home care they can't afford. Millions of other senior citizens are struggling to survive alone in their own homes or in other community settings. Often, it's a losing battle, but it shouldn't be, Al. That's why Social Security was enacted in the 1930s, so that elderly Americans can live in dignity in their golden years. That's why Medicare was enacted in the 1960s, to pay the high cost of doctors and hospital bills. Join me, Al. Let's finish the job in 1990 by adding long-term care to Social Security.
Ted, the only thing that will be finished is you and I if we add long-term care to Social Security. But I couldn't agree with you more that the $25,000 a year price tag for nursing home care and the $13,000 a year for home health care is far beyond the reach of most Americans. But including long-term care and Social Security would cost the taxpayers $100 billion a year by the year 2000. Ted, the purpose of the Social Security Act was not to take care of each and every single need of old age. There has to be some individual and family planning and saving, and Ted, you know well that people below the poverty line do get our full assistance. One more federal entitlement program to help eventually bankrupt the country. Bankruptcy is not helping seniors. The problem of long-term health care needs support from both public and private sectors. Hate to use the word private enterprise with you, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on reducing the trade deficit with Moscow. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.